Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
That's Michael Miles. He will be in here at 10 o'clock, but it is my great, great pleasure to give you. You've heard her on the show once before when she took over for Dan Long, kind of introducing herself. Elif Garis is her name. Producing this show is one of the many things she does. And just we went to lunch a few weeks ago, and just in talking to her and discovering how bright and curious and smart she is, I thought, wait a minute, this would be a great opportunity to have her do something for the show. So we decided that, I decided to call it Elif Garis Around Town. Elif, how are you? Are you excited or nervous or what?
I'm a mix of both, but I'd say more so excited than nervous.
Well, because I thought, you know, at your age, 23 or 24, I can never remember.
Now I'm 24.
Okay. You were 23 when I met you.
Yes.
So I don't totally have Alzheimer's. And I gauging your interest in Chicago and in culture and especially music, I thought, well, you should make periodic and more than periodic, actually, make frequent reports on the air when you can squeeze it into your time. So your first, we decided, I thought a cool place for you to visit because you've never been there would be Nichols Hall at the Music Institute of Chicago, which happens to be in Evanston. What do you think?
It's beautiful. I spoke to the president, and I spoke to Fiona Queen, who's the director of performance activities at Nichols Concert Hall. And Fiona mentioned something that I thought was interesting. The facade is kind of betraying the concert hall itself because it's so beautiful. And the inside of the whole school is just, it made me feel safe. It made me feel like a student again.
Yeah, because I think even people who go to concert at Nichols Hall don't realize what else goes on in that building, do they?
Right, exactly.
How did you like, I know you, Fiona Queen's been on this show about a dozen times, and she's a lovely, wonderful person. What did you think of her?
I agree. I think
she's a lovely, wonderful person.
She's completely down to earth.
Totally. Totally. And she's a concert-level pianist. Did she play for you? That's a shame if she didn't.
She didn't. I should have asked her.
You should have made her do it. So you went there, and you talked to the president.
Yes,
I did. And you have a little piece that you want to tell me. I mean, you're going to spend the whole half hour on this show talking about the Music Institute and your experiences. And you have a pre-recorded piece. Do you want to hear it now? Do you want to hear it later? What do you want to do? It's your show.
We can play it now.
Turn around. Look at Aubrey. Aubrey, the greatest engineer in the world, who is part of our team. Let's have a listen. This is Elif Garis, her first Around Town report.
Make music. Make friends. Build confidence.
I'm speaking with Mark George, the president of Music Institute of Chicago.
We have something in the summer called the Adult Piano Camp. There are many students. We have, I think, over 250 students who are in the adult category, which most people don't know. And the idea of bringing them together in the camp is to have an informal and safe experience so that they can learn and play for each other and also share some social time as well.
Fiona Queen is with me, Director of Performance Activities at Nichols Concert Hall.
Yeah. It just kind of betrays itself from the outside. You can't imagine that there's this gorgeous 550-seat concert hall that's inside. You can be lost in a high school somewhere just being a talented person, but they get to come to this outside of their school and be with these young people that have the same abilities and dreams that they have, training very young musicians and giving them the experience of playing in front of people and learning new repertoire. And, you know, sometimes I get a call from a parent that says, you know, my kid's going to play in their first recital ever. And, you know, they're a little bit nervous. And you can just imagine, you know, what's going through their head about coming to a big concert hall and having to play this piece by memory. And so sometimes, you know, if the hall's not busy, they'll just come in and sort of practice walking up there and just And that's also very rewarding on that spectrum, because it's about a person's entire development.
Who's playing the piano in that thing?
That was a group of students just practicing in the concert hall, Nichols Concert Hall.
It used to be the amazing thing about Nichols Concert Hall is it used to be a Christian Science church, and that too is one of the reasons I think it's so unexpected when you walk in there. You have no idea how beautiful that building is, right?
Yeah, and what's interesting is that what separated her office from the hall is, so this hall looks down from the top. It's like, I'm spacing on the name, but it's the seating goes from the top down, so there's
sure.
Nobody in your line of sight.
Right, right.
And that's one of the best things about it. That's what Fiona talked about. And so we left her office. We walked up a flight of stairs that are just on the other side of the wall of her office. And there was sort of like a fence in the way. She opened the fence, and it's in an accordion shape. She pushed it, and we walked up, and we were at the top of the concert hall looking down at these people who were practicing.
Wow, how exciting. You didn't know at all what to... I know you did a bit of research before going up there, but that's one of the great things about being a reporter, which is what I'm making you right now by doing these kind of things. It's that sense of surprise and that sense of the unexpected, isn't it? How did you get up there, Elle?
I drove.
Okay. It's an easy drive.
Yes.
And they have programs all the time, don't they?
Yes. They have 600 events per year at this Nichols Concert Hall. And
God, I didn't know it was that much.
Right. And it's split into concerts and other special events. They have some famous artists who come through. They have festivals. They just had the International Duo Fest. Duo, I knew I was going to mess up the name. Duo Piano Festival, which was made up of, let me see here. It was made up of 19 teams from 14 countries.
Oh, how exciting. I mean, the real definition of world music.
Exactly.
I mean? The real definition of it.
And that's one of the most amazing things that I learned while I was there is how they bring people together. That was one of the key things that I learned.
You mean this sort of the collaborative nature and the world collaborative nature of the music that's performed there. See, what I've always thought, Elephant, tell me, I think you share this feeling having been up there. It really is one of the great relatively undiscovered gems in this whole area, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. She said, I didn't know about this institute at all until you
told me. Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted you to go up there, because I think that's one of the things you can bring to... When I go to the Music Institute, I've been there 50 times, and not that I'm jaded about it, I can still be very excited about it. To see a place like that with new eyes is what really intrigues me, and that's one of the reasons I wanted you to go up there. It wasn't like, hey, go look at the Wrigley Building or something. It was something new to you.
Exactly, and one of my favorite moments that day was listening to that group practice. That was, I'm a pianist myself.
Right, right.
And I've never really played in a group of people. So to see that dynamic unfold between these instrumentalists who are just so raw and they are trying to sound the best that they can, it's in this beautiful hall too, which I took pictures of, but...
Would you, as a pianist and a performer, would you be intimidated playing at Nichols Hall, or having experienced it now, would you feel, I have to think that you'd be, if I said, hey, guess what, Elf, they're giving you a free concert in 3 weeks at Nichols Hall, would you, you should see her face, would you be intimidated? I don't know. I'm not a musical performer. I think that place is really nurturing, and I think it's a warm environment.
Yeah. At first, when you asked me that question, I thought yes, because that's usually my immediate answer with playing in front of people. But then I reimagined the setting, and I just thought about how cool it would be to hear my music going through this hall.
Now, your mother's a musician, too, is she not?
Yes.
Did she, when you told her you were going up to Nichols Hall, had she known of it?
No.
See, that's what I mean. This is one of the reasons you can get a ton of information. Elif is going to be on after the commercial, too, talking more about her impression and what she thought it was like to report. But Music Inst, it's MusicInst, not the most friendly spelling of a world site, but if you get it, it's MusicInst.org, and you can avail yourself of all the upcoming things that are coming. There are 600 things a year they have there?
Yep.
My God. Elif Garis, this is her Around Town Report, and we will be back after a short commercial break. That's the guitar of Michael Miles, who is famous as a banjo player, and he will be in here for the entire 10 to 11 hour to talk about that remarkable CD that had its world premiere on this show last week. It's called A-Sides, and Michael heard it and said, "Oh man, Rick, I'm going to be in town." And I said, "Okay, then you're going to be in the studio." You are experiencing the first of what I hope will be many, many Elif Garis Around Town reports. Elif, the producer here, who has expressed an interest in virtually everything. She's one of those young people that gives me hope for the future, because she is curious and she is smart and she is more than willing to go out and see what this world is all about. She went to the Music Institute of Chicago's headquarters, which is at Nichols Hall in Evanston, right around the corner from Pete Miller's Steakhouse and all that other new jazz in Evanston. Though Pete Miller's isn't new, but Evanston keeps changing all the time. She drove up there, she met Fiona Queen, and she met, what's the president's name?
Mark George.
And you liked him too, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to believe it. You found, certainly in Fiona, she's been there for a while now, there's a real commitment and a real passion on the part of the people who work there, isn't there?
Absolutely. I spoke to them mostly about the demographic for students who come through Music Institute of Chicago. And I mean, you can tell just by talking to anybody how they feel about something. And these two people really seem to care about just other people in general. They both have different goals, but it's always about the students and what the students will take from the school or how they'll get to that school.
Elif, who are the students there?
Well, ages range from about, I'm going to say, younger than 10 to 103.
Come on.
Yes. Actually, on the website, before I went, I did some research.
Of course, as well you should, because you're a reporter.
Yes. And it said that the oldest aged student there was 102. But when I got there and spoke to Mark George, he said, "Well, our oldest student is 103. And I said, "Wait, on the website it says 102. What happened?" And he said, "Well, it was her birthday."
He had a birthday yesterday. Wow. What is that person studying up there? What's the instrument? Do you know?
I don't.
It doesn't matter. It could be piano. It could be anything. That is a wide, wide age range, and they do come from everywhere.
Yeah, they come from everywhere. There are facilities in Downers Grove, Lake Forest, Winnetka, Evanston, Lincolnshire, and Chicago.
See, this is, as I said again, I hate, because I think it's such a gem to keep saying this is kind of an unrecognized gem.
Yes.
How many people, do you know how many people during the course of a year they teach?
Yes. They have 3,000 students throughout throughout
Illinois. That was right at her fingertips, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
right,
thankfully.
Right at her fingertips. You would have gone, well, Rick, a lot.
Yes,
a lot.
Exactly.
You can always do that. You can always BS when you don't know the answer to a question. But so in general, you are now a fan of the Music Institute of Chicago and what it does, aren't you?
Yes, of course, because as we were saying, the people that are working for those students really care about what those students want. One of the things that they told me about were the teachers and how teachers are chosen for students.
How is that?
So they get to know a student and they match up the teacher with the student based on that student's personality.
Wow.
So it's not that the student and teacher meet in the middle, because the student knows what the student knows.
Yeah.
So the teacher has to be tailored to that student's personality and learning abilities and hold the student's hand through the process of learning that musical instrument.
Wow, how interesting. I didn't even realize that. I didn't realize they did that. How would you have as a pianist? I know your mom taught you mostly how to play. Would you have benefited from the Music Institute and their classes? Of course you would have.
Definitely, because you meet people who have the same interest as you, or at least are similar to you, because their parents also most likely encouraged them to start playing an instrument and go to school for it. And I would have made probably a lot of friends and kept them through life. They say that your friends from elementary school stick with you throughout life because you trust them most.
You obviously got what I've always felt about this place, too, is there's a real sense of it's not just a place to take lessons. There's a real sense, and tell me, I felt this, you don't have to have felt it, but there's a real sense of community up there, isn't there?
Yes. And I was thinking that word in my mind while you were prefacing it. One of the key elements that I took home that I thought about while I was driving home was that both Mark and Fiona highlighted that the older students who don't necessarily want to perform on stage because they're shy or they just don't want to perform on stage, they get together in their homes and they play together. It's just it's an outlet for them, and it's just fun for them.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I love that.
I love therapy. That, too. Well, talk about community, because then the community spreads outside Nichols Concert Hall and into various homes and into various... You know, it's a whole notion of shared passion.
You
know what I mean? That means a lot to that place. Plus, it's just so beautiful. Now, I know you don't have at your fingertips a list of any upcoming shows, but you would, or do you?
I do.
Elif Garis is the best reporter I've ever had on my
show. Gosh.
Oh, gosh, Rick. How many have there been? Well, not that many, Elif. What's coming up that you would, and you've seen the hall, you've heard what music sounds, I mean, acoustically, it's...
It travels.
Yeah.
It travels in a good way.
Yes.
In a good way.
What would you recommend for someone who's now like, hey, I want to go up and see this place?
Well, this Thursday is Thursday, July 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, July 8th, starting at 9 a.m., they have a duo piano festival. So what's going to happen is there's a guest duo who play a concert. All ages and abilities form teams, and they study together. So basically they go from station to station. At each station or room, rather, there is a separate teacher from the institute. I think I remember Fiona telling me that she's going to be one of those teachers, which makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
In one of those rooms. And they learn these different techniques from the different teachers. And then they go on to form a group of two. It's going to be two pianos playing at the same time for a concert. It's going to be at the end of the festival when they form a repertoire of pieces.
Yeah.
And
I'm assuming, like a lot of things, one of the great things about the Music Institute and the performances they have there are most of them, this one may not be, but most of them are free.
Yes.
Which is an astonishment also to me.
Yes. Yeah, so how that goes is the faculty and student concerts are free.
Yeah.
Of course, they have, like I mentioned earlier, they have guest artists
sure.
who come in.
Sure. Internationally known guest artists who come in.
Yeah. And some faculty shows as well. So to get the tickets, you would just go to musicinst.org, and $30 for adults, $20 for seniors, and $10 for general public high school students, or general public students.
Yeah.
But free for MIC students.
Wow. I hope I couldn't be more pleased with the fact, knowing that you went up there, and also knowing that you met the great Fiona Queen, and knowing that you met the guy who runs the place, who sounds like a great, what's his name?
Mark George.
Mark George. He sounds like a great guy, too. What was it like? I mean, you must have, did you enjoy this? I mean, is this going to be an ongoing thing, Elif Garris around town?
I would love for it to be, and thank you so much for letting me do this.
No, this enriches the show. It enriches, you know, there's so many things in life, Elif, that I am too familiar with. I'm not jaded about the Music Institute. I think it's one of the greatest places in the world. But to see it through your fresh 24-year-old eyes is a revelation. And I think that's good for the people who listen to this show, too.
I think so, too.
Because you've got a new great enthusiasm. What do you want to do next? Got any ideas?
I do have an idea. Should I reveal it now?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. How would you like to be part of this whole process? Yes.
Ravinia.
Have you ever been to Ravinia?
No, I haven't.
No, that's right. Elif is going to go to Ravinia because Elif has never been to Ravinia, and I cannot wait, and I'm sure you're thinking the same thing, too. Nick Puglia is the head of PR up there, and he will take care of her. But, Nick, if you're listening, and I know you occasionally do, this is going to be a treat for you to introduce a 24-year-old to the joys of Ravinia. Will be among the greatest public relations jobs of your stellar public relations career. Okay, Ravinia is next, ladies and gentlemen. We will keep you posted on when that's going to happen. I'll give you train fare. I think you should take the train because that's an experience in itself.
Okay.
But we'll start this next week, and Elif Garris of Round Town will next be visiting Ravinia. Elif, congratulations. It could not have gone better.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, honey. My pleasure.